The Panama Canal is one of the most strategically important pieces of infrastructure in the world. 6% of the world's trade travels through the canal every year. That amounts to around 400 million tons of goods. This week at Fort Sam Houston, U.S. Army South used a fictional scenario to find out how different security forces in the Panama Canal region can work together. The scenario takes place in a made-up country called New Centralia, which is north of Panama and south of Costa Rica. A group called the BML is trying to disrupt operations at the Panama Canal in order to get media attention. Major General K.K. Chin, commander of U.S. Army South, described the group's big-picture strategy.
The BML in New Centralia is looking, if possible, to take over the government or force the democratically elected president of New Centralia from power.
In both the real world and the fictional scenario, Panamanian security forces patrol the Panama Canal itself. But regional stability is a bigger undertaking, one that requires cooperation from many countries. That means overcoming language barriers and recognizing what everyone brings to the table. Major General Chin says he's taking cues from his counterparts in other countries.
What we're learning is that it's important that there's regional solutions to regional problems. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all.
Chin says that the region, which includes South America, Central America, and the Caribbean, is relatively stable at this time. Participation in this year's Panamax exercises will cost U.S. forces an estimated $2.3 million. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.